morning, I'm Steve Inskeep. Experts are announcing the death of the midsize SUV. High fuel prices are the reason. The Associated Press quotes one expert brilliantly mixing metaphors. The expert says of the big vehicles, they're dinosaurs. Put a fork in them. Unquote. Despite this tasty suggestion, we must add, it's not over until the fat dinosaur sings. But if SUVs find out there's no magic bullet, put a fork in them. They're toast. You're listening to Morning Edition.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. There's been an outbreak of tornadoes in the Midwest. In Kansas, two people have reportedly been killed, with the most extensive damage in the Dickinson County town of Chapman. Authorities in western Iowa say four people were killed and dozens more injured when a tornado swept through a Boy Scout camp late yesterday. Iowa Public Radio's Joyce Russell reports.
The storm struck the Little Sioux Scout Ranch just after 6:30 in the evening when 93 teenage scouts and 25 staff members were on site. Iowa Governor Chet Colfer briefed reporters. He said just getting to the campground was hard.
This is a very remote area. It's 3/4 miles back into the woods.
That made search and rescue difficult. The governor said those at the scene described the carnage as horrific. For NPR News, I'm Joyce Russell in Ames, Iowa.
Iowa also appears to be bearing the brunt of widespread flooding that's plaguing the Midwest. Rising water along the Cedar River has forced evacuations in Waterloo. Along the Mississippi River in Missouri and Illinois, the National Weather Service is predicting the worst flooding in 15 years. President Bush is in Rome for meetings with Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi today and Pope Benedict tomorrow. NPR's Don Gagne is there.
It's a mixed bag for the president in Rome. In Prime Minister Berlusconi, he has one of his closest European allies. Likewise, his visit to the Vatican will be his third meeting with Pope Benedict, and the two have a very friendly relationship. But this is also the first city where significant protests are expected on this tour. The police presence on the streets of Rome is much greater than it was in Berlin and in Ljubljana, Slovenia, the first two stops on this trip. Protesters remain focused on the Iraq war while also warning against any possible U.S. military action against Iran. President Bush is talking about Iran at each of his stops on this trip, which will also include visits to Paris and London this weekend. He says he prefers diplomacy in the effort to prevent Iran from becoming a nuclear power, but insists, as he has in the past, that all options are on the table. Don Gagne, NPR News in Rome.
House Democrats are planning to try again to extend unemployment benefits later today. They came close to a veto-proof majority yesterday, but came up 3 votes short. Democratic Congressman George Miller of California said during debate on the House floor that the jobless need the extra financial assistance.
They've gone looking for jobs. They've gone looking for work. They've tried to retrain. They still haven't been able to secure the employment because this is a terrible market for employment. What we need to do is to extend those unemployment benefits to those families so that they can hold themselves together.
The vote today will require only a simple majority. The White House says emergency steps are only needed if unemployment goes well above the 5.5% reported for May. This is NPR News. Voters in Ireland are heading to the polls today in a referendum that's key to the European Union. They're deciding whether to ratify what's known as the Lisbon Treaty, which is aimed at replacing the draft constitution rejected by French and Dutch voters in 2005. Most other EU states have put the issue to their parliaments, but Ireland is legally required to hold a referendum on changes to its constitution. Polls show results aren't likely to be close. New government figures show the amount of money Americans spend on treating their allergies has nearly doubled in 5 years. NPR's Joanne Silberner has more.
The Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality regularly asks Americans what kind of healthcare they're getting and how much they're paying for it. In 2000, Americans spent $6 billion going to doctors or buying medications for allergies. In newly released figures for 2005, that number jumped to $11 billion. The percentage of Americans who sought treatment for allergies was up slightly, rising from 6.3% to 7.3%. Slightly more women than men got treatment. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.
The 108th U.S. Open gets underway within a few hours at Torrey Pines in San Diego. Tiger Woods will be making his first tournament start since undergoing arthroscopic knee surgery 2 days after the Masters 2 months ago. He hasn't walked 18 holes since the surgery, but remains the heavy favorite. Woods is paired with second-ranked Phil Mickelson and number three Adam Scott for the opening two rounds. Oil prices are easing in overseas trading after jumping $5 yesterday. Oil is down $1.67 to $134.71 a barrel. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Overbrook Foundation, supporting Catalog Choice, a service that allows customers to decide which catalogs to receive in the mail at catalogchoice.org.
It's 5:35, time for the weather on AM 580. We have a temperature right now of 69 degrees on Friends Plaza, 68 at Willard Airport. Radar showing showers and thunderstorms back to our northwest again this morning, a little bit closer than yesterday. And there's a chance that a few will get in here later on today, although I think most of the rain will come tonight and tomorrow. Thunderstorms have been violent and deadly once again across areas to the west in Iowa and Kansas. Tornado fatalities yesterday. Now we have rain falling in eastern Iowa and places where rivers are.